姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
我们开始之前，我们来念几处圣经。
Before we begin, let's read a couple passages of scripture.
提摩太前书第一章第五节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
但命令的总归就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心和无愧的良心、无畏的信心生出来的。
But the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
罗马书十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
我们先念第十节。
We'll first read verse 10.
爱是不加害于人的，所以爱。就完全了律法。
Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law.
我们再念十三章第八节。
And then we'll read chapter 13, verse 8.
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。
Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law.
我们圣经就读在这里，我们开始之前还是有些祷告。
We'll pause here from our scripture reading, and before we begin, we'll have a word of prayer.
父啊，我们逐日清晨，你在用你的爱来造就了我们，让我们能够来到你的面前。
Father, this morning as we come before you and gather because of your love.
让我们在爱里面彼此相信。能够彼此的扶持。
And in love, we can fellowship with one another and serve one another.
愿把我们的心再一次的团结在你里头。
And would you once again unite our hearts?
把我们时时刻刻的愿意能够把一切的荣耀能够来归给我们的主。
And so that every moment we would always give the glory to our Lord.
以下时间与我们同在。
Which be with us in the following time.
把一切荣耀归给主。
We give all of the glory to our Lord.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Hear our prayer, and we pray this in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
我上个月和姊妹我们一起回了台湾。
So last month, my wife and I went back to Taiwan.
因为过去将近十年里头，她都没有空。
But because in the past 10 years or so, she hadn't had availability.
那所以我们这次就待了比较久了一点。
So this time we stayed there a little longer.
我们看望一些亲戚朋友，然后和家人们一起相聚。
And so we visited friends and family and gathered with them.
我去了，观察到一些现象。
And so when I was there, I observed some things.
那每次和朋友或亲人见面的时候呢，大家的话题都围绕着我们自己的身体的一些健康、一些状况。
And so whenever we gathered with our friends or our relatives, the conversation always came back to our health and how we were doing.
或者是我们近来他身体上所遭遇的、所经历的一些事情、一些毛病。
Or things that we've gone through physically, what troubles we've had.
所以当我们越是把我们的注意到我们自己的这些身体的状况的时候呢，那我们越是没有办法把自己定睛在主的身上。
And so as we pay more or give more attention to things that are happening to us, and we give less attention to the things of the Lord.
那么另外一件事情呢，我注意到的就是发现了大部分的家庭呢，他都没有说在家里面开火吃煮饭。
So something else I've noticed is that many families don't turn on the stove and cook themselves.
因为在街上买东西很容易哈，所以小孩子呢放学了回家呢就在外面吃饱了再回去了。
Because it's so convenient to buy things off food off the street, so many children will buy street food and then once they're full, then they go home.
那我想这是可能是一个仇敌的一个诡计。
So I think that this this routine is a, could be a scheme from the devil.
那么他借此呢，他破坏了我们在家的里面的一个重要的功用。
And so he has infiltrated this sense of the family.
那么彼此之间那个爱的连结呢，渐逐渐的就淡化了。
And this bind of love is lessens.
那么这个命令的总归就是爱哈，这是提摩太前书一章五节的里面的一段话哈。
So the goal of our instruction is love, and this is from 1 Timothy.
这也是我今天的负担和需要交通。
And so this is the burden that I want to share today.
那么保罗他写信给提摩太的书信里面，他有许多的劝勉。
And so in the letters to Timothy, Paul had many encouragements.
我们知道，提摩太是比较一个内向的性格的。
And so we know Timothy is more of a timid character.
而保罗他所提醒的呢，这些不只是一些外在的命令。
But what Paul reminds him is not just some of these outward commandments.
乃是要从我们心里面能够生出来的一些性格、一些品格。
But it is an inward character that needs to be manifested.
命令的总归就是爱。爱是从清洁的心、无愧的良心和无畏的信心里面所生出来的。
The goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
这个爱呢，不仅是爱神，并且能够彼此的相爱。
So this love is not only to love God, but also a love amongst each other.
在提摩太后书三章一节里面也提到。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, it also mentions.
你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到。
But realize this, and the last days, difficult times will come.
三章提摩太后书三章二节和第四节。
And then in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 2 and 4.
因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，爱宴乐，不爱神。
For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers.Grateful and unholy.
Lovers of pleasure.
Yep.
Wise.
They're lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And so we can take a view from a couple perspectives of how this love is manifested. The first is from a pure heart.
第二个是无愧的良心。
A good conscience, the second.
第三个就是无畏的信心。
And third is a sincere faith.
这爱是从这三方面来的。
And love comes from these three aspects.
我们第一个来看这个清洁的心。
So first, let's take a look at a pure heart.
那神看人呢，不凭着外貌，而是看着我们里面的内心。
So when God judges a person, he doesn't look at outward appearance, but his heart.
在马太福音第五章第八节里面提到。
So in Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, he mentions,
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
清心呢，乃是一个心哈，单一的只来看见神。
So a pure heart is a heart that is singularly focused on seeing God.
它不是三心两意。
It's not one that eye that wanders.
它像 double vision.
A double vision.
那像鸽子一样，它的眼睛呢，一次只能看见一个东西。
So eyes are like that of a dove whose vision can only focus on one thing at a time.
当我们不能够专一的定睛仰望在神的身上的时候
，But when we cannot focus our vision on God,
那么这个单纯的心所蒙蔽了。
This pure heart will become tainted.
那在提摩太。后书第二章二十二节里面提到。
So、in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22 it mentions,
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那清心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Now flee from youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart.
我们知道在主里面的追求呢，是要靠着我们自己。
We know that the pursuit of the Lord has to be a personal one.
我们但是有同伴呢，能够来彼此扶持，互相的带导呢，让我们这条路能够走得比较更稳一点。
But if you have brothers and sisters or help and support, then you can walk this path a little more steadily.
在雅各书第四章第八节里面提到。
And in James chapter 4 verse 8 it mentions,
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的心。心怀恶意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。
Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
我们当处在一些困难的环境里面呢，总会心怀恶意。
And so, in difficult times, we are prone to be double-minded and led astray.
我们没法定睛在主的身上。
We're unable to focus on the Lord.
那这个雅各书第一节里面提到手。
And so this portion of James mentions hands and hearts.
像小孩子一样，他手里面抓到什么样的玩具呢？他整个心就在那个玩具的身上。
So it's like a child when they use their hands to grab a toy, then their heart is focused on that toy.
所以我们也是一样嘛，我们不能给魔鬼留任何的地步。
So likewise for us, we cannot give the devil any real estate.
Leave no room.
Leave no room for the devil.
在彼得前书一章二十二节里面提到。
And then in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22 it mentions.
你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Since you have in obedience to the truth purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart.
那我们只有顺从主的教导，然后洁净我们自己的心。
So only when we obey the word of God and then we purify our hearts.
那么爱从这个洁净的心生出来的，才没有虚假。
Then the love that comes out of this heart would be true and not disguised.
那么我们再看第二点哈，是从无愧的良心里面生出来的。
And then the second point, let's take a look at is out of a good conscience.
在堕落的人和神之间呢，这个良心是一个最后的一个桥梁。
So between God and fallen man, the conscience is our last link.
然而呢，我们的良心呢也会逐渐的泯灭，不再敏锐。
And our conscience will also diminish over time.
一颗清洁的良心呢，可以知道我们自己的行为是否合乎神的标准。
But a conscience lets us know whether or not our actions are in align with God's standards.
罗马书第二章十四节十五节提到。
In Romans chapter 2 verses 14 and 15 it mentions.
没有律法的外邦人若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。
For when Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law, these not having the law are a law to themselves.
十五节，这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
Verse 15, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness, and their thoughts alternately accusing or defending them.
那么没有律法的这些外邦人呢，他若顺着自己的本性行律法上的事呢，就显出律法的功用，刻在他们的心上。
And so these Gentiles who do not have the law instinctively do things of the law.
那么这个就是良心。
And this is the conscience.
在耶利米书和希伯来书里面都提到。
And in Jeremiah and in Hebrews it both mentions.
他要将律法放在他们心里面，写在他们的心上。
That the Lord will write the law into their, will give the law into their mind and write the law into their hearts.
我们念这个希伯来书第八章第十节里面。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 8 verse 10.
主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And so it says, the Lord says, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws into their minds, and I will put, write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
在属灵的服事上呢，一颗清洁的良心是非常重要的。
In the spiritual ministry, a clear conscience is very important.
它能够反映出我们里面是否活出那个在主面前。
It reflects a life of obedience to God's commandments.
所以保罗他多次提到在神面前行事为人。
And God, not sorry, and Paul mentioned several times maintaining a clear conscience before God.
竭力持守无愧的良心。
And to keep a good conscience.
那保罗都如此，何况我们更当如此。
And so Paul did as such, and so should we.
我们要长存的无愧的良心。
That we have to keep a clear conscience.
在使徒行传二十三章第一节里面说到。
In Acts chapter 23 it says.
这是说保罗啊，他在神的面前行事为人都是凭着良心，直到今日。
Speaking of Paul, he says, I have lived my life with a perfectly good conscience before God up to this day.
使徒行传二十四章十六节也说到。
And Acts chapter 24, verse 16 also says this.
我因此自己勉励，对神对人长存无愧的良心。
In view of this, I also do my best to maintain always a blameless conscience both before God and before men.
在希伯来书十三章第八节里面说到。
And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 it also says.
18. 请你们为我们祷告，因为我们自觉良心无愧，愿意凡事按正道而行。
In verse 18, it says, "Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a good conscience, desiring to conduct ourselves honorably in all things."
这难怪希伯来书它的作者呢，他虽然他里面自己觉得有颗那个无愧的良心。
And so the author of the book of Hebrews, even though they feel like that they have a good conscience,
但是呢，他仍旧需要圣徒的代祷。
But he still needed the prayer of the saints.
要有一颗愿意的心，凡事能够按正道而行。
That they would have a willing heart to walk uprightly.
那么爱出于这个良心呢，若能够问心无愧呢，这个爱呢，就是能够持久的。
And so if you have a good conscience in your heart, then this love can last.
第三点呢，我们提到这个无畏的信心。
And then the third point that we have is a sincere faith.
这个无畏的信心，刚那个英文翻译成就是一颗真诚的一个心，真诚的信心。
Sincere faith, an unfeigned faith.
那希伯来书十一章第一节里面提到什么是信心啊？
So Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 defines what faith is.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
罗马书五章第一节也提到。
And Romans chapter 5 verse 1 also mentions.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也是借着这个信呢，能够活在主的面前。
And it's also by this faith that we can live before God.
去爱神，并且能够彼此相爱。
To love God and also to draw near to Him.
那真诚无畏的心是借着信靠主的应许而活出的，这个一个主的信实来。
So the sincere and unfeigned faith is done by trusting in the promise of God to live out God's faithfulness.
从历代圣徒的生命里面，我们可以得到见证。
And so through the life of the saints throughout the generations, we can also have this testimony.
提摩太的信心呢，他又从哪里来的呢？
And for example, where did Timothy's faith come from?
提摩太后书一章五节提到。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, it says,
想到你心里无畏之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well.
提摩太在后书一章十三节。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13,
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
Retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. 14.
从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢的守着。
Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you.
这边提到，他先是在他外祖母和他母亲的心里头的这个信心。
This mentions the faith in the grandmother and the mother first.
而且呢，从保罗那纯正的话语的规模里头所教导的。
And then the words heard from Paul and those teachings.
另外呢，是要用基督耶稣里面的信心和爱心来维持。
And then it is to use the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
那并且靠着那在住在我们里面那圣灵。能够牢牢地守着。
And then through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us to keep this word.
那么同样的也让我想起 我自己里头的那个信心是哪里来的。
And so this reminds me of the faith that's in me, where it came from.
我小的时候我外祖母她先信了主。
When I was young, so my grandmother was the first to believe in the Lord.
但是她不识字。
But she didn't know how to read.
我那时候正好是小学，我刚学会这个查字典。
And so I was in elementary school, and I just happened to learn how to use the dictionary.
那我外祖母她每次念要念圣经，她不懂的字呢，她会，那我就帮她查。
So every time my grandmother read the Bible, if she didn't know a word, then I would look it up for her in the dictionary.
我想这是感谢主啊，我的信心从这里头得到的一点。
And so thank the Lord, my faith started here.
希伯来书十一章第六节也提到。
And in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16 it also mentions,
人非有信就不能就得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
所以呢，当人的爱是出自清洁的心、无愧的良心和无畏的信心。
So then, when a love is that comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and sincere faith.
那么这个爱是经得起试验和验证的。
This is a love that can withstand testing and proving.
那么必要得着主所应许给爱他之人生命的冠冕。
And will certainly receive the promise of the crown of life.
雅各书一章十二节提到。
In James chapter 1 verse 12 it mentions,
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive a crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
让我们如何保守我们的心不被世上的一切的事物所缠累。
And so then we should keep our heart so that it's not entangled by the things of the world.
希伯来书十二章一第一节第二节也提到。
And in Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 and 2 it also mentions,
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
第二节，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Verse 2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
那么我这一次回台湾有机会到南部那个屏东乡下。
So this time when I went to Taiwan, I had an opportunity to visit the southern part in Pingdong.
那我们看见, 那里的生活的一些景象。
And so we were able to see the type of life down there.
那么, 里面有些心动, 就想买个房子, maybe, 在那边。
Because of its the atmosphere, it came to mind that I should maybe buy a piece of property here.
想起希伯来书的劝勉。
But then I remember the words of Hebrews, its reminders.
希伯来书11章13节。
So in Hebrews chapter 11:13。All these died in faith, without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on earth.
16节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。 就是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。Verse
16, but as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
38节。在旷野山里，山洞地穴。 漂流无定,
Men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground.
39节,这些人都是因信得了美好的证据,却仍未得着所应许的。
Verse 39, And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事,叫他们若不与我们同德,
Because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect.
如果我们有如此的信心，看见这些，我们在这世上不过是客旅的，是寄居的。
So if we have faith to see that we are just strangers and sojourners on this earth,
那么我们一切的思念，我们一切的价值观，就会和世上的人不同。
So then all of our thoughts and our desires would not be the same as the people of this world.
那么在约翰一书第二章15节到17节也提到。
And then in 1 John chapter 2 verses 15 to 17 it also mentions.
我们不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
因为凡世界上的事 就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life, it is not from the Father, but it is from the world.
17节，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的，是永远长存。Verse
17, the world is passing away and also its lusts, but the one who does the will of God lives forever.
我们有了主的话。 就当存着恩感，不可应着我们的景象，凭着要我们凭着信心能够来领受这一切。
And so we have received the grace of God, and so we cannot walk according to our own desires.
最后我用约翰一书的话来劝勉。
And so lastly, I'd like to use First John to encourage us.
第一节，这个约翰一书第四章第七节。
First John chapter 4 verse
7. 亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。Beloved,
let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
第10节到12节.
Verses 10 to 12.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
11节，亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。Verse
11, Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
12节，从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面。
得以完全了。
Verse 12, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us.
19-21
Verses 19-21
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because He first loved us.
人说，我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen.
21节，爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
Verse 21, and this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should also love his brother.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless his own word.
我们再有一些祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
父啊，给我们里头那一颗愿意的心来遵守你的话。
Lord, we ask that you give us a willing heart to be obedient to your word.
我们没有人可以自夸的。
No man can do this on his own.
让我们能够背起十字架来走这条路。
That we would be able to carry our cross to walk this path.
我们直到见主的面。
Until we meet our Lord face to face.
Amen.So.This Sunday is the last Sunday of this year.
今天早上是这一年的最后一个星期天的早上。
And so I wanted to give us all some encouragement on how to start off this coming new year in the Lord.
我想鼓励大家在新的一年开始的时候，我们应该如何来开始。
Let's read some verses here. Exodus chapter 16, verses 4 through 7.
我们现在读出埃及记十六章四到七节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them whether or not they will walk in my instruction. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily. So Moses and Aaron said to all the sons of Israel, At evening you will know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt.And in the morning, you will see the glory of the Lord. Stop there in verse
7. 四到出埃及记十六章四到七节，耶和华对摩西说：“我要叫粮食从天降给你们，百姓可以出去每天收每天的份，我好试验他们遵不遵守我的法度。到第六天，他们要把所收进来的预备好了，比每天所收的多一倍。”摩西、亚伦对以色列众人说。到了晚上，你们要知道是耶和华将你们从埃及地领出来的。早晨，你们要看见耶和华的荣耀，因为耶和华听见你们向他所发的怨言了。我们算什么？你们竟向我们发怨言呢
？And so, one day while I was driving home from work, I was listening to the radio, and I heard a report, on the radio.
有一天，我开车回家的路上，我在。收音机里面听到有一个报告。
And the radio, there was a report that said recently scientists have said that our brain is like wet cement every morning.
一个科学家说，我们早晨我们的大脑就像一个还没有干透的湿的水泥一样。
And the things that we read will leave an imprint that affects our everyday.
我们每天所阅读到的第一件事情会。在上面留下一个印记，它会影响到我们一整天。
And so this, these verses in Exodus where the Lord provided manna for the people of Israel fresh every day.
就像我们刚刚读到的，神是给以色列人每天早上都有新鲜的玛纳的。
It was new every morning and it lasted only for that day.
他每天早上都降下玛纳。 And
it was gathered the first thing every morning and it supplied a whole family for the whole day.
他早上第一件事情就要去收取玛拿, 然后可以足够一家人一天的使用。
And so, and I'm going to take these two concepts and I want to encourage everyone to set our minds on the Lord the first thing every day.
所以因此我也鼓励大家, 每天早上我们第一件事情就是把我们的心思意念放到主身上。
And the Bible provides many examples of having fellowship with the Lord in the morning. And we'll take a look at some of these verses.
圣经里面有很多的例子, 就讲到早上第一件事情要做什么, 我们来看其中的基础。
The first section we're going to read is Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 through 25.
第一处我们要读的是 耶利米哀歌
21 through 25
21-25节
This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I have hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the person who seeks Him.
21我想起这事心里就有指望我们不至消灭是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱是因他的怜悯不至断绝每早晨这都是新的你的诚实极其广大我心里说耶和华是我的份因此我要仰望他凡等候耶和华心里寻求他的耶和华必施恩给他
And here the Bible tells us to recall God's loving kindness and His compassion every morning, for they are new every morning.
这提醒我们,我们每天早上都要回想耶和华的怜悯和慈爱,因为每早晨都是新的。
And so the lessons that we learn on Sundays or Tuesdays or Fridays, whenever we meet, will not be enough to last us through the whole of the week.
所以我们在,不管是在主日,星期二,星期五, 我们所学到的,它不足以来带领我们过整个一周的来供应。
God has prepared a portion of loving kindness and compassion for us each and every day.
神每天早上都给我们一份特别的怜悯和恩典。
And so we need to grasp it each day to continue to grow in Him.
我们每天早上都需要来收取这份怜悯和恩典。慈爱, 然后我们可以就度过那整天。
To fill ourselves with the spiritual nourishment that He provides to carry us through each day.
我们要用他所赐的属灵的滋养, 他的食物, 所以可以带领我们度过每一天。
And like the manna that the Lord provided for the people of Israel in the wilderness.
就像主在耶和华在旷野为以色列人所预备的玛纳。
His presence and His word will sustain us.
他的同在,他的话语会支撑,喂养,扶持我们。
And then we'll turn to several passages in the Psalms.
我们再来读几处诗篇里面的经节。
Let's start with Psalms chapter 5, verse 3.
我们开始来读诗篇5章3节。
In the morning, O Lord, You will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to You and eagerly watch.
诗篇5章3节耶和华啊早晨你必听我的声音早晨我必向你陈明我的心意并要警醒
And Thomas here writes of his own experience of praying to the Lord and waiting to hear His voice every morning.
这个诗篇的作者就记录了写下了他如何早清晨向神祷告并等候听见神
And so we should start every morning by having this same fellowship with the Lord.
我们每天早上都要就像和他一样开始与神交通。
And then Psalms chapter 90, verse 14.
我们再来读一下诗篇90篇14节。
O satisfy us in the morning with Your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
90篇14节求你使我们叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐
So we see that starting with the experience of God's full satisfaction every morning will bring us joy and gladness.
所以这是告诉我们，每天早上我们要保得主的慈爱的话，就让我们可以一生一世欢呼喜乐。
And how often are we already in a bad mood before we even step foot into our offices or our schools?
多少次我们的脚还没踏进办公室或学校的时候，我们的心情已经就很糟糕了。If
we fill ourselves with joy and gladness that the Lord brings, we will show a testimony of the Lord in our daily lives.
如果我们每天让神所赐给我们的喜乐和充满我们的话，我们就可以每天在日常生活中为主做美好的见证。
So in order to preserve that, we need to take in this daily portion of the Lord's loving kindness.
因此我们就为了达到，如果要想这样的话，我们每天就要从神那领受那一份慈爱和怜悯。
And then in Psalms 92, verses 1 and 2.
再来看一下诗篇92篇1、2两节。
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night.
称谢耶和华，歌颂你至高者的名。早晨传扬你的慈爱，每夜传扬你的信实，这本为美事。Again,
we see the Bible telling us to give thanks and praise the Lord in the morning, and to experience His faithfulness all throughout the day until night.
这个诗篇告诉我们，我们要早晨要称谢耶和华，歌颂他的名的话，我们一整天都可以。
Day by day, we can experience the Lord's blessing.
因此我们每天都可以经历到神的祝福。
And so we should give thanks each day, and then we can prove His faithfulness throughout the entirety of the day.
所以我们早上要首先把感谢献给耶和华，然后我们一整天都可以经历到他的信实，直到晚上。
And then Psalm 143, verse 8.
我们看一下诗篇143篇第8节。
Let me hear your loving kindness in the morning, for I trust in you. Teach me the way in which I should walk, for to you I lift up my soul.
求你使我清晨得听你慈爱之言，因我倚靠你。求你使我知道当行的路，因我的心仰望你。
Again, the Bible says to hear of God's loving kindness in the morning that it may lead and guide us through the day.
所以告诉我们，早上我们要听神慈爱之言，这样他的话就可以带领引导我们度过一整天。
So setting our minds on Him first thing in the morning will keep Him in our mind throughout the day, and He will guide us throughout the day.
如果我们早上第一件事情就把我们的心思意念放在主的身上的话，他就可以来带领我们，我们也同时保守他一直在我们的心怀意念里。So
in these Psalms we see that seeking the Lord first every morning is very important.
这诗篇告诉我们，早上第一件事情就来寻求主的话是非常重要的。
That it will provide for us our spiritual nourishment for the day.
这会让我们让每天属灵的滋养都来扶持我们。
That we may be filled with the Lord's joy.
我们可以被神的喜乐所充满。
That we may prove of His faithfulness each day.
我们也可以见证他的信实，每天如此。
That He would guide us every day.
他每天都会引导我们。Also,
the Bible gives us some examples of when we fail to set our minds on Him in the morning.
诗篇也跟我们讲到一些例子，就是我们如果错误的方式开始我们的一天是什么样子呢？
So, let's look at Isaiah chapter 5, verse 11.
我们来看一下以赛亚书第5章11节。
Woe to those who rise early in the morning, that they may pursue strong drink, who stay up late in the evening, that wine may inflame them.
赛亚书五章十一节，或在那些清早起来追求浓酒，流连到夜深，甚至因酒发烧的人。
And then in Ecclesiastes 10, verses 16 and 17. Ecclesiastes 10.
传道书第十章。
16 and 17.
16到17节，传道书。
Woe to you, O land, whose king is a lad, and whose princes feast in the morning. Blessed are you, O land, whose king is of nobility, and whose princes eat at the appropriate time for strength and not for drunkenness. Chapter 10, verses 16 and 17.
传道书第十章十六到十七节。邦国啊，你的王若是孩童，你的群臣早晨宴乐，你就有祸了。邦国啊，你的王若是贵胄之子，你的群臣按时吃喝，为要补力，不为酒醉，你就有福了。
So if we start our days wrong by pursuing our addictions, whether they are physical or emotional, we will have started off our days poorly.
如果我们每天早上只是来第一件事情就是去寻求我们自己的一些上瘾的东西、瘾癖或者嗜好的话，我们早上就以错误的方式来开始的。
We will have started off our days on the wrong foot and will not have had a good day in the Lord.
如果我们早上开始的时候就错误的话，我们在一整天都不可能在主里有美好的一天。
For example, if you wake up and the first thing you think of is your chores or the tasks that you have to do at school or work, do you start off in a good mood or a bad mood?
如果你一早上想的就是一些在工作上面杂七或者家里面杂七杂八的一些事情，家务或者是你要完成的那些工作，一大堆的工作的话，你的心情会好吗？
Or if you start off every morning looking at, the news or the sports report.
如果你早上一起来就看新闻或者是一些体育节目的进展的话，会好吗？
Are we setting ourselves up to succeed in growing in the Lord, in being His testimony?
我们是不是在努力让保守我们可以住在神的住在主的里面，接受他的管制和引导呢？
So let's look at Proverbs chapter 10 verse 5.
箴言十章五节。
He who gathers in summer is a son who acts wisely, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who acts shamefully.
箴言十章五节，夏天聚敛的是智慧之子，收割时沉睡的是愚羞之子。
And also 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 4 through 6.1 Thessalonians 5, verses 4 through 6.
第五章
4 through 6.
四到六节。
But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day would overtake you like a thief. But you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do.But let us be alert and sober.
弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒、谨守。
Since we know that God has prepared this day a blessing for us in the morning.
因为 主在早晨已经为我们预备了祝福。
Then let us rise up and gather up this daily manna.
让我们一起来就来收取每天的玛纳。
That this daily sustenance from the Lord, we would gather it when He has told us to gather it.
当他告诉我们什么时候收取的话，我们就要起来领受天上的玛纳。
And then when He has provided for us fresh.
当他已经为我们预备了新鲜的玛纳的时候
So let us start off this new year gathering the manna of the Lord fresh each day.
让我们这个新的一年将要开始，让我们每天早上都要来第一件事情就来收取神为我们预备的新鲜的玛纳
That we may spend the entirety of each day of this new year dwelling in the presence of the Lord.
让我们在新年来的每一天都可以住在主的里面，享受他的同在。
And that each day we would continue to be His testimony.
让我们每一天都可以成为他美好的见证。
That was very short, but let's conclude the short word of prayer.
让我们简短的祷告结束。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you that every day you have prepared a portion of your loving kindness for us.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你，每天早上你都给我们预备了那一份。
We pray that each morning we would wake and have fellowship with you to partake of this portion that you provided for us.
让我每天早上第一件事情就来与你交通，来领受你为我们预备的当天的那一份。
That we may keep you in our hearts all day.
我们要求你帮助我们可以保守你在我们的心里。
That we may abide in you all day.
让我们可以整天都可以住在你的里面。
That we would be able to prove your faithfulness.
让我们可以见证你的信实。
Be filled with your joy.
被你的喜乐所充满。
And continue to be your testimony to all of those around us.
继续成为我们周边的人的美好的见证。
Although this year has come to a close, we pray that this next year, Lord, we will continue to grow.And abide in you.
今年快要结束了，我们祈祷明年，让我们可以在一整年中都可以住在你的里面。
We pray that you will continue to lead us and guide us.
我们祈求你继续的带领引导我们。
And we want to commit all of ourselves into your hands.
我们把我们所有的人都交在你的手里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶基督耶稣的名，阿门。